The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As my father used to say, politics, filthy business, but oh so fascinating. And who better to discuss it with one-on-one than a true Renaissance man? He can talk to you about geopolitics, political warfare, and the swamp, and the quickest and best way to clean your M16. He is Jim Hansen, the author of Winning the Second Civil War, allegedly without firing a shot. Jim, welcome to our new studio.
What a wonderful place, dude. I like it.
Not enough guns, though, right?
You know, is there some rule about that?
We'll find out. We'll do some research. I know we can't smoke cigars. That's the biggest problem. But we'll find out about the Second Amendment. Welcome in studio. We have so much to discuss. Russia, Ukraine, Finland, Sweden, the border. But let's talk about tomorrow. It's been a rather dirty primary season in the Granite State, the Keystone State. Talk to us about, Granite's New Hampshire, the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. We've invited Oz, Dr. Oz, on the show, constantly told by his PR team that he's very busy. We'll get back to you. He seems to be ducking and avoiding media of late. Kathy Barnett, who I've known for years when she first came on Fox when I was hosting the National Security Moms there on Fox and Friends, came on Thursday when all the hubbub about her D-214s and her military service erupted. I asked her some tough questions. She acquitted herself quite well. So give us your take as somebody who understands Trump, MAGA, the swamp, the rhinos. What's your take on Pennsylvania?
Anybody but the Democrats. So I think all this infighting was not helpful. I think Oz doesn't want to come on your show because you're going to ask him why he's pals with Erdogan, why he voted in the last Turkish election, why he hasn't renounced his citizenship, and why he's not even vaguely a conservative in any meaningful way. I understand Trump likes celebrities. Okay, I get it. And he figured name recognition matters. That's a reasonable thing to do. But the problem is now we've got not just a rhino, we've got a, I don't even know what he is. He's a no. You know, he's a nothing. And if he wins, he may be able to do it. But I would prefer someone who's actually on our team.
All right, let me run one theory past you. So as a individual who's a naturalized citizen, I still got my British citizenship, I still got my Hungarian. When I got my TS clearance, it was very clear. They said they changed the rules. You can be a dual or triple national. You're not allowed to have an active passport in those other nationalities. That's changed. Way back when, you weren't even allowed to, especially if you're an Israeli, you had to renounce your citizenship. That doesn't occur anymore. They've changed the rules. However, what Mr. G, our producer, said about Oz, and I'm curious what you think, is he has a certain Trumpian quality whereby he's the outsider who's come from that world of celebrity, has got lots of money that's his, doesn't come from special interest groups. What about this theory? The fact that he's pissed off everybody who used to love him, who used to watch his show, doesn't that indicate a certain level of commitment? It's like, you know, burning your galleys once you arrived in the new world, or burning the bridges, or is he just being foolish, or is he a faker?
Well, I think it's fair to say he went ahead and he pushed all his chips in.
Right.
Okay, and that's fair, and credit to him for that. But I think you remember down at CPAC when that guy wanted to ask you if you're an American now, how come you still got a British accent?
Right.
Well, you're not voting in UK elections, are you?
No.
Okay, that's a bit of a problem for me. You know, that's a little bit more. Then I'm an immigrant. You know, I'm not an immigrant. My grandmother
Your
was families. An immigrant.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm a second generation American. I'm fine with that.
Right.
I just worry Oz was a little too tight with Erdogan, who's an Islamist tyrant.
Yeah, you know? No, he's a neo-Ottomanist tyrant. He's a stupid man, but he's also dangerous because he's a neo-Ottomanist. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pivot from him as a Turkish American national to the question of Turkey and the breaking news. You're a former Green Beret, you're a weapons guy. The announcement that we can put up the headline, Finland is going to deposit those articles of accession to the HQ, the NATO North Atlantic Council. Likely that Sweden will follow suit. How big is this? Is this a small beer or is this big geopolitical news?
Well, it's huge. And add Sweden to it. I'm full Swedish, Hansen, Swanson, Pearson. The more Vikings in NATO, the better.
See, my line is the Finns. My son said, what is it? He texted me last night. I said, what's it really going to mean if the Finns join NATO? And I said, finally, we'll have some really good snipers.
Right. They had, you know, those capture things where they have it? There was one that had a picture of just a forest covered in snow. Uh-huh. And it had all the blocks checked. And it said, check every block with a Finnish sniper.
Boom, boom, boom,
right.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, they were all.
And not just snipers.
Good snipers.
And snipers who know how to kill Russians.
Right.
Right? Yeah. I mean, this is the big deal. And if you look at the Cold War that we grew up in, these were countries. I mean, Sweden played footsie under the table with us when it came to submarines and other stuff and docking. But, you know, Finland and ostensibly Sweden, their neutrality was like an article of faith for those communities. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't, you know, they were doing their own thing, like Sesame Street. One of these kids is doing his own thing. And now, with this KGB colonel invading Ukraine, it's just rewritten 40 years of history.
And add to the fact that we have a commander-in-chief who's not up to the task of anything more than picking his pudding after his afternoon nap. So Biden's the greatest recruiter for NATO we ever had.
Yes.
And I guess at some level that's good. I would prefer it didn't take us dancing on the edge of World War III to make these things happen, but it kind of did. Trump did some good work, you know, getting the NATO countries to start paying their freight.
Well, and warning them about Russian gas.
Weird. Yeah. There's actually a threat there? Maybe you guys shouldn't rely on a guy who's not your friend to stay warm in the winter? You know, now we've got all this and you've got an actual danger. And the real danger is that if Putin loses, like these idiots seem to be pushing him towards, they want to punish him, you know, they want to bloody his nose, what's he going to do?
Right.
I don't want him in a corner. So I want him happier than he is with a total loss.
So this is big news in MAGA world, the $40 billion for Ukraine. We have Rand Paul stepping into the breach saying, I'm a senator, and every senator can actually stop stuff. The people don't realize how powerful individual senators are. He wants accounting. He wants a special team to look into what they're spending the money on. Because this thing is, you know, maybe half of it gets to Ukraine. I mean, there's money in there.
Right.
There's money. There's a line item for unspecified funding for the CIA. Just here's a bag. Ukraine built, Ukraine assistance. Oh, but here's a bag of cash for the CIA. So here's my take, because a lot of people are pissed in our community. I think Ukraine is having their 1776. Anybody invading, anyone being invaded by Russia is a bad thing. And we should help them because guess what? If the French hadn't helped the founding fathers, this would still be a British colony. So without, you know, French naval support, this little insurgency doesn't become America. However, the idea that we're giving money to one of the most corrupt nations in Europe, it's stupid.
Right.
Then you have all the nexus with Hunter, Burisma, and everything else. And on top of that, if you read, if you talk, you know, my best mentor from my old military intelligence unit, who's the Kremlinologist in the UK, said, this is what they need. They need guns. They need artillery. They need ammunition. They need wheeled vehicles, lots of them. And they need training in safe locations. So get their reserve territorial units into Poland, into the Baltic. Spin them up on irregular warfare and then send them back. That's what they need. That's not what we're doing. We're sending them cash, Jim.
Yeah, and come on. Someone said, you know, Ukraine is a battle for democracy. Ukraine holds elections, all right? To call it a democracy is a bit of a stretch.
Right.
You know, it's a kleptocracy. It's an oligarchy. It's all of those things. And I think, what's the goal? All right, are we going to have a war long enough to push Russia back across the border, give up Crimea? You know, give up that so Donbass Crescent? I don't think they're going to do that.
This is the crucial thing. You know, as anybody who understands strategy, you never employ force unless you've defined the end state.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 9 weeks, I don't see what is the White House's end state?
To support the current thing and to distract us from all the things that are going wrong across America. I mean, it's a dog wag. And it's an incredibly bad one because I think it does look like Putin's sick, you know, which makes him even crazier because now I need to cement my legacy. And I don't know what he was going to let his legacy be, but I don't want to push him so far that we make this bigger than it needed to be. We should have been pushing for peace instead of increasing the war, and we never did that. Boris Johnson went over there and said, no, don't talk to Putin. You know? I mean, what are we doing? We want a bigger war.
I'll say one thing. If they can link Mariupol, which is under Russian control, with Odessa, that has massive repercussions for everybody. The fact that Ukraine suddenly becomes a landlocked nation, can't export food or fertilizer to Europe, to Africa, you name it, that then suddenly, whether you like it or not, that war is interested in you, whether you're interested in it or not. We're talking to Jim Hansen. He's executive director of America Matters. The Twitter account is Jim Hansen DC, and the book is Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. If you enjoy this show as much as we love providing it for you, please subscribe. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify. Look for my name, America First, Sebastian Gorka. It's absolutely free. Write a little review. It makes a difference. Tell your friends and share the links. If you haven't done so already, join us. Book your tickets right now for our Stand With Israel tour 10 days later this year in the Holy Land with me and the director. Yes, the director of 2,000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza, and his lovely wife, Debbie. We will be walking literally where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. I'm not vaccinated, and I'm going, so you should join us for the trip of a lifetime. Even if you've been to Israel, you haven't been with me or Dinesh. So, book today. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519. Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Gorka. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code Gorka. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, let's go from 50,000 feet right down to the tactical level. We've had the leak from the Supreme Court. Will Chamberlain did this massive thread. He was on the show Like You for an hour, where he pretty much named Leaker is this crazy clerk that works for Breyer, who's been rabidly pro-abortion. Her essay to get on the Supreme Court was about abortion rights for everybody. So it looks like we know who it is. Let's talk about the ramifications. So let's do, you know, you understand information warfare. My take with this leak, whoever did it, is it was pretty bloody stupid in terms of information management. Because if this decision, which, you know, I've read, I've actually, you can listen, guys. Where's my camera? Camera three. If you want to know what's really in the document, I know you're busy, okay? You don't want to sit down and read 70 pages. I have highlighted the most important parts of the actual Alito decision, and I've read it onto the record, audio and video. We posted it everywhere at the weekend. Go and find it. It's on Rumble. It's on my social media accounts. You need to know the truth, because the left won't tell you what's in it. You can actually listen or watch me tell you what's the actual content. So when it comes to the decision, it's masterful. I mean, it is a tour de force. It is a historic overview of Western civilization, especially British and American law on abortion, where it was illegal. I mean, from quickening, it was illegal, period, until 73. Then it destroys Roe, it destroys Casey. He says, no, what do you mean stare decisis? We can't change laws, then why don't we still have slaves in America? Of course, that's absurd. So it's an amazing document, but my take is this. If they'd waited till June, because they wrote it in February, they were supposed to publish in June and have the vote. Then it would have been a nuclear bomb for the left that they could have used to, you know, ride into the midterms. Now they drop it a month early. They've got to maintain that craziness. Right. And I think, Jim, anybody who's really pro-death, they're not going to suddenly vote Democrat because it leaked, are they?
No. It was a miscalculation. I think it's zealotry.
Yeah.
You know, that clerk is a zealot. The people who are that rabidly pro-infanticide are zealots, and they think everyone else has to be. And I think the interesting thing about it, the only thing they did well in this whole thing is the argument is about abortion, not the fact that this opinion is about what bad constitutional law Roe v. Wade was.
Yes, yes.
Roe v. Wade was abysmal, non-existent.
Law.
There was no constitutionality
right.
in Roe v. Wade. Now, the opinion reminds me of D.C. versus Heller.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that Alito followed the path Scalia did, where he walked through history, he showed what it was all the way down. They showed all the
That's
places
the
it ties into.
That's the famous Second Amendment decision that basically made D.C. a shall issue state.
Yeah, and now we've got a situation where he says there was absolutely no constitutional basis for Roe v. Wade. Send it back to the states, and the left has managed to obscure that with all the fury about is this banning abortion.
So I've got to ask you on that note. And again, this is why you write what you write. This is why you do what you do. Where is even the minimal understanding of political warfare and information warfare on our side? Because when Chuck Schumer stands up on Thursday and says in a press conference, women will die and women will go to prison if this decision... I mean, he's intimidating the justices again, if right. this decision passes, when in fact what we're talking about, and it's a beautiful phrase, like four times in the document, we are sending this issue back to the place where it should be, in the states where the people can debate amongst themselves and their representatives, which is the essence of the republic.
Right.
But the left says, no, women are going to be killed with coat hangers. The fact that the GOP... has no response, Jim. Have they learned nothing from my old boss?
No, they haven't. And the problem is, in information warfare, he who defines
yes.
the battlefield right. wins the argument.
Right.
And they made the argument about women's rights. But it's backfiring, I think. We may suck. Our side may suck, and that's a fact. But they chose a battle that is pro-infanticide versus pro-life.
Yes.
In the same way that they now have chosen... pro-thought police versus pro-free speech. They've staked out two very uncommon sense positions that I don't think are working for them the way inside their bubble they work.
Because, and they're doing that because, and this is the phrase I came up with, tell me if it has traction with you, these individuals, whether it's the grassroots, whether it's Nancy, whether it's the machine, they have become literal hostages to their own ideology. They cannot think outside of the doctrinaire blinkers and shackles of their ideology. If it's pro-life, oh, it's evil!
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, no, yeah. And because it's religious to them,
yeah.
they go ahead and they have to fight it to the death. It is life and death to them, every one of these issues. So the thought police is a life or death issue because people will be bullied, die, and it'll be awful. You know, if the decision goes back to the states... and you can't kill babies up to the few seconds after birth, then, oh my God, women are going to die. And it becomes, to normal people, I think right now,
off-putting.
So much credibility is, yeah, off-putting and unbelievable because we no longer trust the way, you know, the media or anybody portrays things. So when you see something crazy, people are now more attuned to it to go, really? Because
yeah.
that doesn't make sense to me.
And when you talk about disinformation, I've got to ask you this, Nina Jankowicz, the...
Big sis.
Peculiar. The big sis, the strange individual who is now the Obergruppenführer of truth at the Disinformation Governance Board. Does she survive? I mean, can she? Is she like Teflon coated? Because another video and another video. Is she going to be okay?
Thank God for her. I could not be happier that she is in the position she is because she is so absurd. She says on Twitter, blue check should be able to edit other people's tweets. Thank you, Madam Commissar, for admitting, yes, you are the thought police. I think she is a perfect object lesson in what the left wants at a time when people are open to hearing it.
Yeah.
You know, you got Elon Musk who don't you chicken out, you weasel. I will put you on a rocket and shoot you to Mars if you chicken out on Twitter.
Slow down. We got to talk about Elon. I want to dedicate some time to Elon. Right. Where I think he's bought the potential disinformation about his change of plans on Friday, but we will talk. It is Jim Hansen, America Matters Executive Director, Jim Hansen, D.C. Please understand, this isn't NPR. We don't get a bag of $500,000 a year from the taxpayer. This is a free market enterprise. We believe in capitalism. As such, we exist because of people like you that make this show possible, and because you patronize people like Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Great supporter of the show, friend of the president's. He was there for the premiere of 2,000 Mules at Mar-a-Lago. The left truly wants to cancel him. Support him today. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off his line of amazing products. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, so I mentioned it. Got to talk about it. That is the most successful documentary of the modern age. In just over a week, it's netted 10 million gross. It has had 1 million downloads. It is 2,000 Mules. I'm in it, guys. Full disclosure. I've got a stake in it, but it is so important. Got to ask you, they told us we were conspiracy theorists. Nothing happened. We've got, in just the areas where Greg Phillips, Catherine Engelbrecht, and the 2,000 Mules team looked, we have at least 400,000 illegal ballots that were being trafficked by NGOs, by individuals who went to, 27 drop boxes in 36 hours at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. What is your reaction to this? Is this a game changer? Will it affect those who are unpolitical or in the middle potentially?
What it needs to change is any state that still has a law that allows mail-out ballots to everybody, ballot harvesting, or any of these ways that our ballots don't go from one person's hand to the election officials directly should be outlawed. Now, I can understand mail-in balloting at some level, if you've got controls like states that do it well, is okay. But the states that just mail them out and these NGOs scarf them up, I got to tell you, in 2019, November, my wife and I took information to the Republican National Committee about ballot harvesting in California.
Concrete
showed that they were doing it. They were registering people at Starbucks with addresses at dog parks, at places like this. We gave them the data set that showed this. And they were like, that's great. We're going to go buy some 30-second attack ads. And they did nothing with it. Then it happened. Now 2,000 Mules shows it happened.
Yeah.
And we have to stop it. That's the thing. We can't do anything about 2020. All right, unfortunately,
there is one thing. There's nothing you can do about the result because there's no constitutional vehicle. People need to understand this, okay? I'm as MAGA as the next guy, okay? But there's no constitutional avenue for rectifying it once the Electoral College count has been counted by the president of the college, of the Senate, which, of course, was Mike Pence. But there is something we can do that's not related to the result, which is prosecutors have to prosecute the mules and the people who collected the bloody ballots.
And I heard the names of the NGOs are coming out and those kind
of things. The whole data dump. Let me be clear. We had Catherine and Greg who did all the heavy lifting with True the Vote. We had a whole hour with them on Friday. They are going to drop almost 2 petabytes of data. Hundreds of millions of cell phone signals for the geolocation and almost 5 million minutes of CCTV camera footage of the drop boxes. And then everybody, I mean, look, you have to know what you're doing. You're going to have to be a Jim Hansen or whatever, but the data is going to be freely accessible. That's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, it is. And you said something to me last week when we were talking that you're sick of investigation. You're sick of this. Yeah. You want indictments. You want criminal charges. Right. And I'm with you 100%. Right. So whoever they can show, I don't care how small a charge it is, hang it on them. Yeah. Hang it on everybody you can. And that's going to require, I don't know, we're going to have to find whatever jurisdictions where they've got decent prosecutors.
Yeah.
But they exist. We control a lot of states.
Right.
And this is a state crime in most of those places. So we should be able to get something done and make them pay.
We'll talk about my philosophy, but it's got to be prosecutions, no more subpoenas. Guys, if you haven't seen the movie, you've got to see the movie, okay? Go to salemnow.com. It is the most successful documentary of the modern age, already 1 million downloads. They lied to you. They said it was the most secure election in history. Wrong. It was the most corrupt election in history. You've got to order the DVD. We've just mailed out 75,000 DVDs in the first week alone. Buy it, watch it, share it, and then we've got a chance to stop them for the midterms and for 2024. Okay, on this issue, we'll talk about my new philosophy that we talked about over coffee, over Turkish coffee, but it wasn't Oz's. It's just a good Lebanese Christian Turkish coffee. The GOP has to be part of this. Are they going to do this? Are they going to clean it up? Are they going to create the fences around the election to protect it, Jim? Come on.
Well, here's something that I think is fun. Because Kinzinger and Liz Cheney dropped a dime on McCarthy now, you know, and subpoenaed him for the January 6th garbage, maybe he'll find a spine or pretend, or they'll duct tape him to a pole or something. And he'll show, you know, that he can actually act like the leader of our party.
Again, how stupid are they? That a guy who wavers, I think is a nice guy, but weak, and then they subpoena him? I mean
you know, he's got nothing.
But how stupid are they?
Very. Thank you. I mean, it's Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. Come on.
Bingo. All right.
Two of the biggest dipsticks. Oh, that was close.
It's close. That's all right. We can beep that out in case. We know where you trained. We know where you're from, Bragg. All right, we're talking to Jim Hance. We've got to talk about his book as well. It is Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Or minimally. You can follow him at Jim Hansen, D.C. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We've talked about it. Yes, the Disinformation Governance Board, the fact that they are clamping down with federal law enforcement on freedom of speech. In that case, you got to support companies that are on your side when it comes to the First Amendment. The average cell phone company, not on your side. I was with Verizon. They caved to Nancy. They gave my cell phone data to her committee without my say-so and totally trampling my rights. That's why I switched my whole family to Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. Why would you help fund companies that hate you, hate your values, and don't love America? There's only one Christian conservative cell phone company. It's Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide network as the others. You can switch today. You can keep your old phone number. They have an amazing U.S.-based customer support team. You'll get a free activation with my name, Gorka. Special discounts on top for first responders and for veterans. And they have plans to fit every budget. Call today, 972-PATRIOT. You've got to use the code Gorka for the free activation, or even easier than that, go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Do it today. Join the good guys, Patriot Mobile. All right, so let's talk about my philosophy, Jim, that we discussed, what was it, like a week ago over coffee. Because I've had it, especially after the audio we played on Friday of Lindsey Graham getting caught red-handed by Jesse Waters on the, Biden would be much better than Trump. You know, and this is the guy who's been promising us subpoenas for 5 years. We're going to subpoena the swamp and the Democrats. He is emblematic of what's wrong with this stinking cesspit of a city. So I've had Matt Gaetz and MTG on the show regularly for something we call the America First Strategy Sessions. And they had this great vision. Matt said, when we win in the midterms, God willing, we're going to turn every single committee of Congress into an investigatory committee. We're not going to have special standing ones. Everyone, whether it's ag, whether it's justice, whether it's national defense and armed forces, will be an investigatory committee. We're going to subpoena the crap out of these cowards and treasonous individuals. And I thought, yeah, that's interesting, I like that. But then I realized, I don't care about subpoenas.
Right.
I don't care about, you know, another Inspector General's report that leads to nada, okay? I want prosecutions. If Lady Liberty truly wears a blindfold, then if you have been a seditionous, traitorous piece of scum, using their clearances, like John Brennan, like Vindman, like Eric Charmella, to subvert the will of the people, even if you're a Trump appointee, when Mark Esper says, I was defending America as the Secretary of Defense from the president, you go, and how many people voted for you, Mark, exactly? Squanzoli, none. Then you should be up on charges. So I've never been called a radical by conservatives, but I think it's time to find, because it's not going to be feds, it's going to be a county prosecutor. It's going to be somebody in a Republican state that says, you know what, Mark Esper, you undermined my safety and the safety of my citizens as well. I'm going to prosecute you. Is this a crazy wish list?
No, I mean, rule number one, we're in a war. We're fighting for the heart of the Republic. And any tool, any weapon we have that you don't use is idiotic. You know, I mean, and another one that I like, all right, those are good ways. But even in Congress, they can write into the appropriation bills things they can and cannot do
but
with the money.
But they never do that. They never do that.
Right in there. Diversity, equity, and inclusion,
is
none.
Dead.
Done.
Right.
No more.
CRT, information done. Control, disinformation,
done.
Czars, none.
Zero money. No money spent on it. And I think they need to do that. And then anything else they can do, then use your investigatory powers and then give those reports to whoever can bring any kind of charges against them and make them defend themselves. You know, that they do it to us. Anything they can find, they push against us. It's time to use all of the tools in our arsenal.
Here I'm going to ask the impolitic, the impolite question. Everything you've said, which is all theoretically possible. You can say in a bill, because you're Congress, you have the purse strings, we are funding DHS, but we will give you no money if you have an information czar. Bingo. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very easy to do that. But somebody has to put that in there. You have to have people of spine, people of character. Do we have those people? Or is, you know, we can win the midterms, Jim, but does the blob, you know, from the Steve McQueen movie, simply not just suck them in like an amoeba and the MAGA candidates become, you know, the deputy chair of the committee while the rhino's running it?
Well, but every election, we get a few more of our people in and a few less of theirs. And their people, even the McCarthys and the rhinos of the world, are now looking at it going, this is actually, you know, an intolerable situation.
Right.
So I don't have a lot of hope. It's incremental. You know, it's not, I wish it was a revolution. I wish people just wake up and go, yeah, you know, let's do this. They don't.
No.
Especially the ones who are in the swamp, you know, who are part of it. But as long as we get them to go one step farther every chance we can, then we're winning. And I feel the tide shifting our direction. The other side went crazy. America saw it. And now our team is normals. Normals against the crazies.
This is, as you know, somebody put it a week ago, this is perhaps the only bright aspect of the stolen election, that a lot of people didn't believe how crazy the Democrats are. And when you see, you know, there's no baby formula, but there's $40 billion going to Ukraine and the borders are open, you have to be a special kind of indoctrinated to say the Democrat Party's normal.
And good, exactly. It had to get bad enough that
right.
it affected normal people. You know, because we're busy. We're Americans. We got lives. We got to get the kids to soccer practice. You know, we got things to do that keep us away from that. Biden sucked so much like a turbo Dyson that no one can ignore it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's good. On their side, they got to defend it. On our side, we can look at it and go, that is just bat guano crazy. And normal people are looking at us going, I'm with them. You know, and we're like, well, good. You're welcome. You know, you're a hardworking, responsible, prosperity and security American. You are with us.
Yeah.
Now act like it.
Now, we've talked about the battle space being the information battle space.
Mm-hmm.
His name's come up. On Friday, we have the news that Elon Musk is getting cold feet, or he wants to clear the bots out of Twitter before he finalizes the deal. Somebody said it's a very shrewd, very, very shrewd ploy on his behalf, because the idea that he didn't know that there are a lot of bots is silly. Of course he knows.
Right.
But he wants a better price.
I think so.
Where are you at when it comes to this guy? Because I'm excited, because I've said it before. There are three people who are influential. Forget, you know, Kim Kardashian and her fake backside. There are three intellectual influencers in the world. And they're, you know, Joe Rogan, the libertarian. There's Jordan Peterson, classic small L liberal. Mm-hmm. And there's Musk, who he may not be a Thatcherite like me or a Reaganaut.
He's a Muskian.
He's a Muskian.
Right.
But when he tweets, Twitter is clearly left-wing, He's on the right side of the issue. So when those are the three big influences, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, the cool kids are the conservatives now.
Right.
But, you know, I was given that cold shower by Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief at Breitbart. Never trust a billionaire. You can't, you know, the billionaires aren't going to save America. So as an information warrior, as a professional in the sphere, where are you right now about a month into this deal?
I hope he goes through with it. I don't see why he wouldn't. I think you're right. I think he's jockeying for a better price.
Right.
And the thing is, he's kind of like, you know, Oz. He pushed all in. He alienated a lot of his customer base for Tesla.
Right.
Teslas are bought largely by
those
guys. Yeah. So I think given that, he either makes this work, turns it around, and shows that he is the superstar billionaire businessman guy and free speech fighter, or he looks like a fool.
No, because it really burns his rep.
Yeah.
Because he's no longer just a businessman. He has burned some bridges by saying that what was it, that TED Talk second, that where he said, yeah, I'm not really doing this for the money. I'm doing it because I believe in freedom of speech. Well, dude, if you wimp out on this, it looks bad for you. We're talking to Jim Hansen. You've got to follow him on Twitter, Jim Hansen DC. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? If that's the case, you've got to try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Pain-free. Just those two words should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. You know it makes sense. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384. Do it today. So we haven't spent enough time on your latest book, Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Let's first get, you know, the nasty part out of the way. It's the worst war we ever... We had, 58,000 killed in Vietnam. We had 600,000 Americans die in the Civil War. We don't want one. But we have to ask the question, is it possible? Do they want one?
No. They want us to cave. I mean, they want to win it administratively.
Yeah.
You know, bureaucratize people into submission.
Intimidate us with the DHS, with the parents being hunted down by the FBI for, you know, standing up at school board meetings. Mm-hmm.
And they were winning. They were doing it quite well, but they overstepped. Again, Trump pushed them over the edge, and so they went crazy. And now they've got Biden as a puppet. And so all the things they've always wanted to do, they're just going, well, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, because they have no reins. They don't have a pragmatist. I don't like Clinton, but at least Clinton was a pragmatist, and he would have said, you want to do what at DHS?
Right.
He would have said, that's a little crazy. But they have no reins, therefore they're overstepping the mark. So what happens? In Virginia, Youngkin is kind of, you know, wimping out when it comes to protecting the justices. He's asking...
Sears isn't.
No, Winston Sears isn't. But on Friday, the governor, the conservative governor, said he asked the DOJ to protect the justices. But at least in Virginia, what we saw, where I was... is a huge awakening of people who never saw themselves as political, but would find out who the precinct captain is and say, I don't know anything about politics, but can you use me?
Right.
How do we leverage that in the next 6 months?
In exactly that way. Everybody has to talk to one other person.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing. None of us wanted to be political. I hate politics. It is one of my least favorite things on the planet. But we gave them way too much power, and until we steal that back from them, we all have to be political. They brought it to us. I just want to be left alone to live my life, smoke cigars in my backyard, and yell at the squirrels. All right? That's all I wanted to do. They won't let me do that.
Right.
Because they won't let me do that until we win this second civil war, and I think we're on the offensive now. Everybody has to bring somebody to the fight. Grab your neighbor, grab your cousin, talk to somebody at a barbecue, and get them in the fray. Because that's been happening. That's what happened at the school boards. That's what's happened everywhere else. And I think that is going to be enough to put us over the top.
I think we've got the title for this segment. This hour, one-on-one with Jim Hansen, we're winning the second Civil War. That could be the title of, I don't know, maybe his next book.
Hey.
Follow him right now, Jim Hansen, D.C. Educate yourself. Get the truth out there. And very important, guys, if you haven't seen 2,000 Mules, you've got to see it today. Order the DVD, download the video, stream it. It is changing America. The most successful documentary. Go to salemnow.com. It's so important. I've got a stake in it. Wherever you are, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Yes, indeed. This is America First on the Salem Network, coming to you across the nation. More than 300 stations, 3 million listeners, as well as our video stream and the app as well. I always forget to mention the app. You can download it, listen to the show 24/7. Just look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, and America First at the App Store. So much to discuss. This is not a light news Wednesday, light news Monday. It's great to be back. At the weekend, I was with hundreds of conservatives in San Antonio for a radio station event with none other than the Sage of South Central. Yes, the man himself, Larry Elder. Thank you, Chad, and all the people who organized that event. And I took time before the event to go to the Alamo, which I had never visited. And it is fascinating. Now I understand the attitude of Texans a lot more because of the story I learned over several hours in the Alamo. First, a public service announcement. Yesterday, my Twitter account with 1.2 million followers was hacked, and I can't even get into it now because Twitter support sent me an automated response saying, it'll take us a few days or longer to get back to you. In the meantime, the people who have hacked my account are using St. Jude's Hospital to scam money from people following my account. So please, if you see a tweet from me in the last couple of hours or today before they get me my account back, if they ever do, saying, I'm selling a PlayStation for St. Jude's Hospital, or DM me to make offers for whatever it is, don't go there. A lot of my buddies have already reached out. Thank you to everyone, Dave Rubin, Robbie Starbuck, Pags, and everybody else who's trying to put a little gentle pressure on Twitter support. Maybe this is something it's going to take Elon Musk to fix. You'd think that if an account with more than a million followers was being used illegally to try and bilk people who like St. Jude's Hospital, you'd think that the crazy leftists at Twitter would care about that. Well, seemingly they don't. We'll find out whether by the end of the show they take it a little bit more seriously. All right, the news, of course, of the weekend are the two attacks, one in California, Laguna Woods, at a church. A shooter who was actually tackled to the ground and tied up, hogtied by the parishioners. And then in Buffalo, an 18-year-old individual who Well, did what crazy, crazy individuals do. They've been trying to hide this. This is his manifesto, huge document, wherever it pops up on the internet. The left, the establishment media, is trying to delete it almost instantly. Thanks to Eric, we have a copy of it and we have printed it out. I just want to make sure that everybody understands why they don't want you to see it. Because this individual, we won't use his name, but this individual is of the left. Yeah. He's not some kind of right-wing Nazi white supremacist. He actually says that he was a communist as a teenager, a hardcore communist. He uses the phrase to describe himself as a green nationalist. He is an anti-Semite, and the most recent label in his quote-unquote manifesto, which demonstrates his mental issues, is he calls himself, quote, a mild, moderate, authoritarian leftist. Let me repeat that again. These are the words of the shooter from Buffalo, the mass murderer, a mild, moderate, okay, that kind of cancels each other out, authoritarian leftist. That's what he calls himself. I don't know how you are a moderate authoritarian or a mild authoritarian, but he says he is a leftist. And to all those who are disgustingly, absolutely outrageously already in just the last few hours trying to blame none other than Tucker Carlson for this attack because the individual was concerned with replacement theory, meaning the white American population being replaced by non-white immigrants, illegal or otherwise. The manifesto actually attacks Fox News, actually, in filthy fashion, attacks those who are of Jewish descent who work at Fox News. So just like Hitler was a socialist, National Socialist Workers' Party of Germany, this is another anti-Semitic racist from the left. And for those who take umbrage at the concept of replacement theory being some kind of conspiracy of the right, we have the New York Times writing articles with headlines such as, "We Can Replace Them." This is from 2018. In Georgia, a chance to rebuke white nationalism. The headline, "We Can Replace Them." Let's drill down on that for a moment. Why is replacement theory deemed to be a conspiracy of the right, of the MAGA extremists, nay, the ultra MAGA extremists? What is the white left said about race? Why is there critical race theory being taught in schools? The logic of critical race theory is that they actually support replacement. When they celebrate, as you see in this article in the New York Times, white Americans being replaced by ethnic minorities who are becoming majorities, then this has nothing to do with the right. Think about the main tenets of critical race theory, which is bigotry itself. That white people are, because they are white, oppressors. Colored individuals will always be oppressed by those who aren't colored. Those statements, treating ethnic groups as monoliths, is the definition of bigotry. But those who believe that, the propagators of it, BLM and the chattering classes and the faculty lounges across America, they want replacement. For them, it's not replacement theory. They celebrate replacement. Why? Because it is the white oppressor that is being replaced by the colored oppressed victim. if there's anybody who believes in this conspiracy theory, it is those who celebrate the practice of it. If you believe, as the left, as the indoctrinated millennials in the high schools, in the colleges believe, that white is bad and colored is good, what is the logical progression of that? If white is bad, if you can't exterminate, and we have had some professors say that that is actually what should happen in America, then what should you do? You should outnumber them. It's not a replacement theory. It's the left's replacement strategy. And what have we witnessed in 16 months? An administration that literally removed the barriers to illegal immigration. That has welcomed more than 2 million illegal immigrants, almost all of minority backgrounds, across the southern border into America. Welcome them, give them baby formula and government cell phones and plane tickets. So that's the truth. That's how much the left lies. This isn't a conspiracy theory of the right. This is the left's celebration of how they upturn critical race theory's objective in America. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. It's a big day tomorrow across the country. And we're going to have one of the new breed of MAGA candidates, J.D. Vance, next here on America First.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.